community members flocked to Seco Park for the annual Riley County Fair. With a multitude of events and activities taking place, K-Man spoke with various 4-H'ers about their involvement this year.
On Tuesday, K-Man had a chance to visit with 4-H'ers preparing their exhibits for photography, as well as others.
So what are you here today for?
My mom is the superintendent of the photography, and so I help out with photography judging at 4-H.
Do you have any projects of your own this year?
Many.
Tell us about some.
I own pigs, and so this weekend I will be showing pigs, which will take up most of my free time, and I just got my photos judged. I also do cake decorating, crafts, and I did Legos in the past, but I quit that.
So basically everyone else is here just to see all the stuff you do.
I wouldn't say that.
So how many years have you been doing this?
This is my fifth year in 4-H.
Fifth year in 4-H. You mentioned your photographs were judged. How'd you do?
I did pretty good, I believe. I believe I misspoke. It's my sixth year in 4-H.
Sixth year in 4-H?
Yes.
Okay, so you have cakes and stuff all here ready to be judged this week?
This week, yes.
Any livestock?
Yep, I have 2 pigs.
Tell us about your pigs.
I raise them out on a farm out in the country, and I have 2. Their names are Savannah and Sir from a book. It's from a book called The Big White Van.
Photography pictures?
Black and white, color?
Both.
What do you like to take pictures of?
Like views, mostly.
Like landscapes?
Some.
So let's talk about what other projects you have going on.
I made a leather wallet that had stitching that took like 3 hours. Like, it's really hard stitching. And I painted a cross and put it on a board.
So stitching on leather, did you use a machine or did you do it by hand?
By hand.
That's amazing. Nobody does anything by hand anymore. So what else are you doing out here today? Are you assisting getting people checked in or anything?
No, but today at 6 I'll be doing pets.
I'm sorry, say that again?
I'll be doing pets at 6.
So are you checking in or are you participating?
Participating.
What do you have?
A cat.
A cat. Tell us about your cat.
His name's Ninji. He's black. He's a boy and he's normal sized. He's like basically all black, but he has 2 white spots.
So today I am doing a live interview for my photography. And then tomorrow I'll be doing the same thing at the same time, but for my art. And then it's fair week.
So you got entries in both photography and art?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then I also have entries for livestock later on this week, and there's a lot of that.
So livestock, tell us about your critters.
Okay, so for my livestock, I've grown up around goats, so our goats are our biggest kind of thing. So I have 6 female goats called does, and then 2 wethers, which are male goats that cannot reproduce and are going to market. And then after that, I have 4 cattle. I have 3 steers, which are the same as wethers, male cattle that can't reproduce. And then I have 1 heifer, and she's probably going to go back into the pasture and become a mother. And then after cattle and goats, those are our 2 biggest shebangs at the fair. I have chickens and ducks. The chickens are more my sister's thing. Those are her like favorite animal right now, I guess. And so I'm showing those. And then I also have ducks that are also one of my other sister's favorite animals. And then after the chicken and ducks, I think those are kind of the most of the livestock I have. I used to show pigs, but I'm not doing it this year. So I think that kind of wraps up my fair after the cattle.
I took some pictures of my friend's little sister and then some plants. I did some color and some black and white. Probably my friend's little sister.
Well, I have 6 different ones, 3 black and white and then 3 in color. They have a variety of like flowers. I have this one paw print, a barn. So it's a variety of things.
Now we're doing photo judging. So we're just having 4-H'ers bring in their pictures, judging them based on a certain set of criteria for what makes a photo good. The overall Raleigh County Fair, has projects everywhere from foods to photos to livestock. And it's just an opportunity for 4-H'ers to kind of show off their skills and show off what they're good at.
The main theme of today is just getting everybody here and get checked in, not lose my mind, make sure everything is set and ready to go for the county fair.
And he mentioned you're a lifer for a 4-H parent. What is that position?
I guess.
Well, all three of my kids went through 4-H, and my youngest is now several years past that. She's 25, and I still come back and help whenever I can, especially when my daughter's doing something.
And you're a judge for the photography contest. What are you looking for as a judge?
I'm actually judging for clover buds.
Oh, you are? Okay, so for clover buds, what are you looking for while you're judging?
Mostly a positive experience for children. Clover buds are too young to be full 4-H'ers, and so they get to enter any kind of an item. I've had Legos, pictures they've drawn, things they've painted, plants, photography, and I'm mostly looking to talk to them about their project and make it a positive experience so they want to continue in 4-H.
Excellent. And what would you say is the coolest thing you've seen so far today?
Probably these pictures. The girls used their initial and they painted on glass and then put it in a picture frame.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
On Wednesday, the 4-H'ers held their food competition, which saw an assortment of baked goods such as cookies, cakes, and bread. Contestants submitted their baked goods to be judged in advance of the fair starting on Thursday.
We have snacks, and sometimes we do like a question, like, what are you most excited about for summer?
Did you bake anything today?
Yes.
What did you bake?
Whole wheat bread.
Did you like making it?
Yeah.
Was it easy?
Mm-hmm.
Not really?
Well.
Yep.
But
you did like making it?
I guess.
How long did it make? How long did it take to make it?
Over, Well, counting the cooking, it would be over an hour, maybe.
But you had a lot of fun making it.
I guess.
It's my first year in it, so.
Oh, it's your first year?
I don't know. We joined a little later.
Oh, you did? When did you join?
When did we join? May.
Oh, so you're brand new.
Yeah, we're brand new.
Are you looking forward to the fair in the next couple days?
Yeah.
What are you
going to
be doing in the fair?
Does that mean, like, what I'm entering?
Yeah, like, what are you entering in?
I'm entering a Lego White House and paintings.
Did you bake anything today or no?
No.
So you just did Legos and painting?
Yeah, because it's my first year and we didn't really know what to, like, enter into. We only signed up for two clubs and that was it because we didn't really know.
And I didn't... What did you paint again?
I paint humans, but okay. I did icicles as well.
All right. And what did you build with the Legos?
White House.
You built the White House?
Nice. Yes.
So, what did you make today?
I made lemon bread.
And did you have a fun time making it?
Oh, yeah.
How long did it take you to make it?
It took roughly an hour.
Roughly an hour? Yeah. Does it take, what do you put in it that's like, I guess your like special ingredient?
Well, probably it's the lemon rinds. You have to shred it. It takes a while.
All right. You got any sugar in them?
Yeah.
So it tastes pretty sweet as well?
Oh, yeah.
All right. You didn't help your sister out, though, with making the bread?
No, my mom did, though.
Oh, she did? All
yeah.
Right. She said she had, I guess, a little bit of fun. I'm glad you had fun at least.
Oh, yeah.
Presentation of the project and if it's baked, underbaked, different things like that, how it tastes. Does a 4-H'er know what they're doing when they're baking the project? Things like that.
K-Man spoke with cookie competitor Tegan Reisner, coaster creator Pierce Pope, and artist Colby Inman, who all competed in this year's visual arts and decorated cake competitions.
So today I'm an assistant judge for cake decorating. So I sit there and I like listen to the judge tell them, like walk them through what's going on. And then whatever ribbon the judge gives them, I tape the ribbon to the project and then I set it over in the display case.
So what all goes on with this cake decorating competition?
So you can like make a cake. It doesn't have to be a cake, but you can make a cake and like decorate it, and it can just be like decoration, like a piece of styrofoam if you want, or it could be like decorated cookies. So you make that and then the judge just judges it how well they think that you like decorated it, and they don't taste it at all. They just think how well it looks, like how well it was put together.
Yeah. What's your favorite part about the, I guess, judging maybe in general or also this event specifically?
Yeah. My favorite part, probably this event, I do decorated cookies, and I put, like, royal icing on them, and that's why I'm the assistant judge for this year, because I just had a lot of fun with it last year. It was my first year, and so I had a lot of fun just, like, decorating them, and I just find it a lot of fun to decorate cookies, so I thought I'd be the assistant judge for this year.
Yeah, and then can you tell me a little bit more about when you decorated your cookies last year, like, kind of what you did, and I guess why you did it like that?
Yeah. So last year, I decided to do little pumpkins, and I used royal icing, and I, like, made the cookies look like little pumpkins. Like, I added, like, a lot of detail. I did it last year just, like, for fun, just to try out. And I was like, hey, this is pretty cool. And I was like, yeah, I should enter in 4-H. So I did that. And then this year, I did it again, and I used, like, different techniques this year. And so it was just a lot of fun to try it out.
Yeah. And then what are you hoping today goes like for you?
Well, I'm hoping that I get judged good on my cookies and that, like, I do good. And I'm hoping that I stick a lot of different cool, like, other people, like, their ideas for cake decorating. I hope I see some cool ideas for next year.
And then how did you design your cookies this year? Is it the same, like, pumpkin design?
This year I had two designs. I did one that was a tulip, and I, like, decorated like a tulip. And then the other one, I dipped it in marbled icing, so it looked, like, marbled and looks really cool on the top.
And then do you have any final thoughts or comments about the baking competition or just how you kind of want your decorations to go in the future?
It's a lot of fun. I really hope I can continue it and, like, find more, like, creative ways to do it. And anyone that, like, is, like, thinking about trying it out, they definitely should because it's a lot of fun.
I am doing crafts and baking today.
And then can you tell me a little bit more about the, like, crafts and the cake decorating?
I am doing coasters.
What all did you do for your coasters?
Well, first, you had to get a coaster. You had to get one of those white tiles. And you get Sharpie. And you just draw a picture, sunset, whatever. All I did was straight lines up and down. And I just had a little fun with it. I experimented. Then you drip drops of rubbing alcohol on it.
And what does that do?
It doesn't wash it off unless you add too much. It, like, blends it all.
Okay. And what was your favorite part about getting to decorate coasters?
Putting on the coat, the stuff to finish it.
Can you tell me what's going on today?
We're, like, getting our items judged for visual arts and food.
And how does this competition work? What will go on today?
Basically, like, the 4-H'ers make something, and then we get judged on it, and then it just gets displayed, yeah.
Yeah, and then did you make something for the competition today?
Yeah, I made banana bread muffins, chocolate chip cookies, and then I painted two things, and I did some art.
What kind of art did you do?
I have, like, a pot, and it's basically paper, like, strips, and it's a bowl. So. And then I also have, it's like a tenfold thing, and I, like, dented it to make a design, and I made a flower.
Can you tell me, why did you choose to bake those cookies and the muffins?
Well, my mom and I really like to bake them, and so I've just been doing it for the fair.
What are you kind of hoping will happen today?
Well, I hope I get, like, a purple ribbon, which is the best one, or I just hope that I get good feedback.
And what do you think about getting to see all this different art and everything here and all the baking?
It's like it inspires me to make something different for, like, making a food or making something different with art.
On Thursday, we also chatted with sheep handlers Merrick and Elena Webers before they headed out to compete in the annual sheep show.
I'm going to be showing a market weather sheep tonight.
What exactly is a market weather sheep?
It's a castrated male sheep that cannot be bred, and it is only for meat for market.
Okay, so when you show them, what exactly does that entail? What do you do?
You get them to push against you, which is bracing, to flex their muscles so that the judge can go and feel their muscles to see how firm they are and see how good the meat will be that they will get.
And then what kind of stuff do you have to do to prepare for something like this?
I've been training my sheep since April. Almost every day.
How do you train them?
It's a lot like showing just at home and repetitive. Patience, a lot of patience. Can't get frustrated.
What are you hoping will happen today? How are you hoping today goes for
them? I think there's only 3 or 4 of us in the senior division for showmanship. So I'm hoping that I place pretty well in that.
Is there anything you're worried about?
just, it's been really hot, and so they're a little bit stressed from the heat. And my sister's sheep got overheated today, and so he had to be sent home. And so she'll be showing my other one instead of me. And so I really hope that she hasn't trained with that one before. So I really hope that that goes well for her, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And then what is your favorite thing about getting to do these sheep shows?
I love the experience. I think it's a really fun experience. And
is there anything you, like, learn when you're here at all?
Yeah, I always learn a lot. It's really just good practice. And it's good practice for later shows.
So tonight we're doing the sheep show for the Riley County Fair.
What exactly is the sheep show?
It's where a bunch of the 4-H'ers come and show their livestock in the show ring, and they're the three different classes: breeding ewes, showmanship, and market lambs.
And what's the difference between those three?
Breeding ewes are just the ewes, and they're judged on how well they could, the good traits they have to breed better market lambs later. The market lambs are judged on their meat and, like, the meat they could produce. And then showmanship is how well the showman can show the lamb.
Awesome. And then what exactly are you doing?
I'm going to be doing showmanship and showing my ewe in market lamb.
And what are you kind of hoping happens today for you?
I'm hoping that my lamb behaves and that I do well.
Yeah. And then what kind of stuff do you have to do to prepare for a show, shows like this?
Shearing, washing, and trimming the legs. Apparently the legs are a really big deal. It just makes the sheep look better if you have them shaped a little bit better. So that's something we've spent a lot of time on.
What's the hardest thing you've had to do either today or to prepare in general?
Probably just working on walking, getting them to walk without the halter, and bracing and getting them to brace without punching her back. So.
And then what is your favorite thing about competing in events like this?
I like just the sense of community and just how many friends I can make.
On Friday, day two of the fair began with a livestock competition starting at noon. The poultry competition was the main event, with several chickens being shown off by 4-H'ers, anywhere from leghorns to other types of breeds.
I am doing a leghorn chicken for showmanship. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that's it here.
So tell me a little bit about that chicken. What are some of kind of the cool features about it?
Well, leghorns, they are really good egg layers. They lay really well. They lay large white eggs. And they're smaller birds, which is one of the reasons I chose to do a leghorn this year. Yeah.
How many chickens do you raise?
We have 4. And, yeah, they're all the same breed.
So. Do you raise any roosters or no?
We live in the city, so yeah. We're not supposed to, but we got 6 chickens, and one of them was not just a female.
Oh,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Pretty good-sized chicken.
Yeah. She's like 10 or 11 months old, maybe.
What kind of chicken is it?
It's the breed. It's a Bargrock.
So are you going to be exhibiting at 1 o'clock with everybody else?
Yeah.
How do you think you're going to do?
It's my first time. I don't know.
So it's your first time. The correct answer is that you're going to win, right?
Maybe.
So this is your very first time exhibiting a chicken at the county fair?
Yes.
How many more chickens do you have at home?
22.
You have 22 chickens at home?
Yes.
And this is your favorite, or is this the one you think is the prettiest?
This one right here has good feet, good feathers. She has, like, a good comb. She was the best chicken we could find.
I'm showing three pens. Well, three that have three people in it, that have three chickens in it, and then one that has three other chickens in it. And a guinea.
And a what?
And a guinea.
And a guinea pig? Okay. What kind of chickens did you bring to that?
A Golden Lind and a Rhode Island Red. Yeah.
All right. Tell me about the first chicken. What are kind of some of its specific features that are kind of cool about it?
She has like brown and like black on her, and they all are like they're all like the same color.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. What are you doing in the competition today?
Doing meat pens and then a single chicken.
A single what?
A single chicken.
A single chicken? What kind of chicken are you bringing here today?
Osterlorp.
Tell me a little bit about that chicken.
So it's kind of a grayish or blackish. Mm-hmm. The black roosters, they have like a bluish touch to them. Mm-hmm. That's really it. And right. I have one rooster.
All right, thank you.
And you're a judge here today. What specifically are you looking for as a judge when you're looking at the chickens?
So for individual birds, I'm judging against the standard of perfection. So for 150 years, there's been a book published by the American Poultry Association identifying what each breed should look like and what characteristics they should have.
All right. What is the ideal chicken, you would say?
Depends on what you want to use it for.
All right, how about laying eggs?
So the modern industry today uses a cross of white leghorns primarily to lay the white eggs you buy in the grocery store. There are different breeds, different classes of chickens for different purposes. So some breeds are dual purpose, which means they produce a good number of eggs, but they also produce a nice carcass, where the leghorns, the Mediterranean breeds, are your egg layers. They're a lighter carcass and primarily focused for eggs, where the Cornish and Brahmas, some of the larger breeds, are primarily focused for meat.
And what exactly do these chickens, the Leonardville Hustlers, have? What's special about them?
Well, they're actually showing against the standard for that particular breed, and as we go through each pen, I'll point out what I like and what I don't like about each bird and then place it accordingly.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet.
I appreciate
it.
K-Man would like to thank the Riley County Fair and local 4-H'ers for allowing us to sit in and interview with them. For Kay Kennedy and AJ Shaw, I'm Bernie Fansala.